At Idaho City's Basin School District, about 24-year-olds play under towering pine trees. This is the district's pre-K class. Elementary principal Jamie Pilkerton looks on along with special ed director Beth Woodruff. Pilkerton came to Idaho City in 1999 as a reading specialist, the same year Woodruff had started the preschool for all district children. When she arrived, Pilkerton gave elementary students the state's reading test. She was appalled at the results.
All but three of our second graders were below grade level.
Pilkerton went to the principal's office and started listing things the school needed to change. It included about everything. Woodruff says Pilkerton swore she'd never let her kids go to school in Idaho City. Pilkerton says she might have said that.
Privately.
I remember because my kids were going to school here and I just thought,
This was 14 years ago and it was a very different environment at the elementary than what we have now.
Last year, 95% of Idaho City students scored at the proficient or advanced levels in reading. There were a lot of changes made around the same time, but Pilkerton, Woodruff, and many others in Idaho City say the pre-K program was a big part of the school's turnaround. What Idaho City does is rare but not unheard of. According to a 2008 Boise State study, about two-thirds of Idaho school districts offered some pre-K. Most of that was just for children with special needs. There are mountains of research on pre-K. Some suggest the academic benefits disappear after just a few years. But Keith Allred, the head of early childhood and special education at Boise State, says the preponderance of research goes the other way.
There's evidence that when young children have participated in very high-quality programs, that they will benefit for decades to come.
Those benefits include better chances at a successful career and better health. But they aren't the same for every child.
The research is pretty clear indicating that the poorer the child and the more risk factors that the family is facing, those are the children that benefit the most from formalized early childhood programs.
The organization Idaho Kids Count says about one-third of the state's 3- and 4-year-olds in families earning less than $50,000 a year are enrolled in public or private preschool. But in families making more than $50,000 a year, half of kids go to preschool. And in Idaho families who make more than $100,000 a year, it goes up to two-thirds.
When it comes to pre-K education, there's a certain sense in which the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Educators Jamie Pilkerton and Beth Woodruff say that's why pre-K is so important in Idaho City. Many of their students are poor or have difficult home lives. But the school has struggled to keep the program open. With no state help, funding is a constant challenge. Early on, they had hoped to get state money. In 2002, Pilkerton and Woodruff went to Boise to make such a request. Woodruff says most lawmakers were polite but dismissive. Others were openly hostile and accused them of separating kids from their families.
One said, next thing you know, we're going to be at the hospital taking them from the parents as they leave. That was after we talked, and it had absolutely no reflection on what we said.
The visit foreshadowed years of hostility toward pre-K programs in Idaho. The conflict reached a peak in 2007 with an attempt to shut down the Boise School District's two preschools for non-special needs kids. Brian Fisher helped lead the effort. The Christian conservative advocate equates public pre-K to the government raising children.
We know that the optimal nurturing environment is in a home where they can receive the attention and the direction and the care and the training of a parent, especially a mother, who are uniquely equipped for those kind of responsibilities.
Boise later stopped offering pre-K for non-special needs children after the state attorney general said it's illegal to use state money to teach kids younger than five, but that it's okay to do with federal or local dollars. Today, we don't know how many Idaho public schools have preschool. The available data is all pre-recession, and researchers who counted in 2008 say accurate information was difficult to come by then. They say because of the nasty tone of the pre-K debate, districts with preschool programs were often afraid to talk about them. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.